Summer is rolling in, so that means the festivals are kicking off. This week, Nick and I chat about Motor Row and two great beer festivals happening. One up in Mundelein that you definitely should check out. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And if this is your first time joining us on Chicago Beer Pass, thank you.
Right on.
Welcome. I'm so glad you chose us for your podcasting and drinking listening.
It is with utmost sincerity.
Yeah, and drinking is what we're doing. We are drinking some Temperance Beechwood or Greenwood Beech. I want to say Beechwood. I always think Beech.
We've had one too many of these Greenwood
yeah, those
Beeches.
4%ers are really catching up to us.
Now, I really like the little paragraph on the back of the Greenwood Beech. Swimsuits on fences, chances taken. Summer belongs to the carefree and the courageous. Greenwood Beech Blonde embraces summer with a bold addition of pineapple. It's a beer for the opportunities you don't pass up, Brad.
Okay.
Swimsuits on fences.
Someone's naked.
That's awesome. That's rock and roll right there. It's good. I like it because it's still a beer. Like, you know, you get a nice little fancy mid palate of like all this pineapple.
Uh-huh.
But it still finishes, you know, a little bitter, a little bit like a beer.
Yeah. And we had this when we first went up to Temperance. It's been over a year since we had Claudia on.
Yeah.
And she gave us a little taste straight from the bright tank. And it was a lot more pineapple in it before. And they've toned down the pineapple a little bit. I think it was getting too sweet for people.
I agree. And I'm okay with this version of it.
Mm-hmm.
4%.
Yeah.
Yeah. And comes in cans. Six packs?
Six packs, yeah.
Right on.
And they made double the amount this year. So it was a little easier to get your hands on. But it could be all gone now. So if you still see some, I'd get this because, you know, summer's barely even started, and this great summer beer is already maybe gone.
Yeah.
That's sad.
The people are going to demand that they make this again. Yeah.
I know.
They're going to say, stop making a Gatecrasher and make this.
I could see this becoming a year-round beer for them, but I'm sure the amount of pineapple they have to get is just kind of nuts.
You're going to need a lot more drums with the Chiquita pineapple lady on it.
They might have to get their own Chiquita lady. but we'll sip on these and chat about this past week.
Right on.
I slacked after. I'm still coming down the high of Chicago Craft Beer Week, and I just needed a break. Drinking at home.
It was a bit. It was a lot to digest.
Yep.
It really was. You know.
But you man, I don't know.
I was out a little bit. You know, I'm trying to balance things out. I got a Fitbit now.
Okay.
So I'm at least
counting your drinks.
So I just added this 12-ounce, 5% beer to my.
Okay.
To my Fitbit. But yeah, I got out a little bit. Yeah, I went to a couple events. South Loop Brewing Company, they had their friends come out and take over the beer garden at Flo and Santos. So that's a pizza joint in the South Loop. You know, once I took this pizza tour, right?
Yeah.
And pizza tour went to like four different places, you know, like Pequod's and Coal Fire. We didn't go to Peace.
Oh, okay.
Which I wanted to go. We started at Paisano's. I would have rather gone to Peace other than Paisano's. Oh, but we landed at Flo and Santos. That was my first time there.
Okay.
And dude, I tell you, after like 4 hours eating pizza, I still wanted to eat like all the pizza at this place. They make really good pizza.
It's pretty good.
It's like thin crust pizza. Flo and Santos is like an Italian and I was going to say pierogi fusion, but not like pierogi, like Polish. Italian and Polish fusion on some of the pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah. They got a beer garden, which actually has like, garden stuff in it, like, roses or growing cilantro.
Oh, so actually ingredients they're using.
Right, like actual ingredients. Oh, so then South Loop comes, they bring like four of the breweries, they take over the...
For their beers.
Yeah, for their beers.
Okay.
And in addition to South Loop, there was Ale Syndicate, Dry Hop, Transient. They were all there.
Yeah. Okay.
So this was a pretty cool event. The South Loop guys ran their ESB through a randle of fresh mangoes.
Ooh,
so that was called the Fruit Sloop. like kind of like an eau de South Loop, Sloop.
Okay.
That might have been the best beer there. The beer I drank the most was probably the Kitty Whipped, which was a cucumber and basil blonde, about 5% from Dry Hop.
Dry Hop, okay.
So I'm like, well, dude, is this, because they're huge on collabs. I'm like, dude, is this a collab? I'm talking to, you know, the brewmaster Brent. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, no, we made it with the girls.
With the girls?
Right. I'm like, what are you, like, do you have a brothel? Like, what are you?
With your kids?
Like, who the hell are the girls, you know? And he's like, no. Like,
on the corner. Those right.
No, he's like, my wife and Eileen, their marketing manager and like a couple of the staff.
Okay.
It was a collab with them. Kitty Whipped. Kitty Whipped was really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this just on at Dry Hop then, probably?
Yeah. Okay. It's on at Dry Hop, and then they bring it to festivals. And then the El Cinque guys brought an IPL with pineapple and lemon herb. The Transient guys brought a sour Saison. And then the... I'm missing one. Oh, Aquanaut. Aquanaut was there.
Oh, okay.
Aquanaut brought a Nitro ESB.
Nice. Who's Aquanaut again?
Aquanaut is they occupied the Forepaw space up in Andersonville.
Aquanaut occupies the Forepaw. Okay.
That's a lot of it's the same syllable a few times, right?
Because Forepaw is gone.
Forepaw is actually the first brewery of the modern, like last 4 years, the modern craft beer movement in Chicago to bite the dust.
Okay.
They're done. So Aquanaut said, hey, we'll slide right in. They used to be called something else.
Okay.
But then they were forced to change their name. And Aquanaut was the name of one of their beers, so they changed it to that.
Okay. They probably already had copyright on that.
Yeah. So. A lot of this cease and desist flying around, man. Strange Pelican is the name of their old brewery.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Pelican probably sued them.
Yeah. Somebody on the West Coast sued them. Yeah. So they changed their name to Aquanaut. And they have when you walked into Beer in the Glass this year, the very first brewery you saw after you got your glass was Aquanaut.
Oh, neat.
They had pretty sweet space. Yeah, I'm glad their sour Saison was there. You know, it was a nice break from everything else. Like, obviously, you know, like sours and ciders tend to do. I really dug that Kitty Whipped. I really dug that the Fruit Sloop, the EPA ran through a Randall. So this was an event for, it was a beer and pizza pairing. Mm-hmm. But then it was also an event because they hit their, this is South Loop Brewing, they hit their quota on their Kickstarter program.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they got a chance to pass out all the awards for everybody who supported them.
Nice,
and that's really what this event was for. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, and shout out to those guys, man. They're really cool guys, and they threw a really nice party.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to, you know, hey, I make it over to South Loop. I don't make it over there that often, and there's tons of stuff there now. There's all these breweries. There's Vice District. There's South Loop Brewing. There's the one in the campus there. I'm forgetting their name.
But they're there.
They're there, and there's Motor Row.
Yeah, Motor Row. Speaking of Motor Row, that's the second event I went to.
Oh, okay.
And, you're at a point now where you can walk from, like, Buddy Guy's, which is, like, 700 South on Wabash, and walk all the way down to, like, 18th Street, and there's, like, a ton of stuff nonstop.
And not get killed.
Yeah, and you won't even get murdered.
Okay.
You know, it's very...
it's very
I mean, it's Chicago, so it's not 100% chance. 100%. But,
can't guarantee the murder.
We won't guarantee it, but there's definitely...
Your chances are down on your murdering than they were years ago.
Yeah. South Loop is, like, the fastest-growing neighborhood in the city, and there's tons of really cool eateries and breweries all up and down the little, like, two-mile radius right there. Yeah. So the other event I went to was Motor Row Brewing. It wasn't an event. I went to a brewery. It was Motor Row Brewing. Mm. This was the Brew Bus on Saturday. That was our first time there.
Okay.
Yeah. So Motor Row, you know, they used to be called Broad Shoulders.
Right.
And then, you know, they decided, hey, you know, we got Big Shoulders. You know, which was it's a coffee place.
Uh-huh.
And then there's...
there's also Big Shoulders, a production company in Chicago.
Exactly.
Too.
So they said, you know what? There's a whole lot of shoulders here. You know, why don't we step away from that? We'll revamp this, and we'll just pay tribute to the space that we're in. So Motor Row just refers to, like, this strip of Michigan Avenue where, like, all these car companies, they had, like, this multi-layered, you know, presence, right?
Okay.
So there was a showroom. But then they also manufactured the cars there, and then they also repaired a lot of the cars there.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. So, and she was, one of the ladies there was telling me, like, this all happened. Like, these buildings were all connected at one point where you could do that. So, for example, the building they're in, you know, back in, like, the 1920s, this is where you took your Ford Model T and converted it to a pickup truck if you needed more space, you know.
You always needed more space. I mean,
you always need, if you need more cargo space, you know, you would take it there. And then most recently, it was a kind of, it was a space where you you got your speedometer fixed, you know. So
do those break very, those, like.
clearly, there's a lot of issues with the Ford Model T back then.
Oh, man.
Yeah. My favorite part about this place is that, well, they're on when you walk in, it's completely brand new space. When you walk in, there's like this really small tap room and the brews on the first floor. Mm-hmm. The tap room holds like 20 people. But we went upstairs and took a peek. They own the whole building. So the second floor is really going to be the full bar where, you know, the whole space, you can access the front and the back, like the entire floor.
Oh, cool.
You know. And then the third floor is going to be like for private events. So they got three stories over there.
That's nuts. That's a lot of space.
That caught me off guard. She said right now they're in 80 accounts. They got a 10-barrel system. They got 20 barrel fermenters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had any of their beer yet for them being open since, what, January?
Exactly. They've been open to the public since January.
And 80 accounts? Where? What accounts do you have?
No
like
clue.
Joe's Liquors? Like, I don't...
So I got the... they had two lagers. One was a traditional lager. The other one was a Zwickel. It was like a multi-grain Zwickel. Those were pretty good. They had the pale ale. Pale ale was okay. I really liked their lagers, though.
Okay.
And then they had a brown ale and something else. I didn't really get to those. I really just kept riding. You know, you try three beers, and then you just ride the ones you like after that. Like I don't want anything new. I just want to ride this Zwickel.
Okay.
You know, so that's what I did.
Well, after three, especially full beers, you're also, your judgment's impaired. You're going to maybe like a beer more than you should. So stick with what you enjoy.
So that's good, man. Their space is really nice. I would suggest getting out there. There's, I would say they're no less than a mile and a half from Soldier Field.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like that Zwickel. How to compare to Urban Chestnut's Zwickel?
Which I don't remember having, although I've had.
All right.
I just remember it was refreshing, it was crisp, it was clean, it didn't linger. Mm-hmm. You know, it had a little bit of hot bite there back.
This Motor Row one was similar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I went to a couple other places, man. I went to Slippery Slope. Slippery Slope has a blueberry beer that they just call the house beer. Apparently Dark Horse is making that.
Okay, I think Dark Horse has a blueberry beer.
So it's probably the exact same beer.
It's the same beer. They're just calling the house beer.
That place is cool. Also went to Maria's for a little bit, Sunday fun day, man. And I ran into a couple guys that listened to the show, man.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so shout out to Matt Yu. We hung out. We talked a little bit. He's going to Portland. He's spending time in Seattle. We were talking about those two cities. Denver, cool. We were talking about that as a destination.
Man, he's going for beer and probably weed, too, right?
Let's just be honest, right? And he had a buddy. His buddy's name was also Matt, and his buddy was showing me his his three-barrel system where he's making a caramel.
It carries it around with him?
No, he showed me on his iPhone.
Come out of my car.
He's like, come on out. He's like, he's making...
I took my Model T and made it in a pickup truck and just drive it around.
I just did this. So he was making a caramel amber ale. He was saying. So he was showing me that, and it was really cool, man, you know, because he was like, yeah. Oh, and one more thing about these guys at Maria's, you know, and this is like, you know, maybe one of two times that I've met people that listen to the show, you know, and it's pretty cool. And he's like, hey, you know, that episode where you guys were talking about Dark Lord, he had a buddy that traded a variant of Dark Lord, and his buddy was really sad. So, but he said, no, don't worry about it. Listen to this. And he talked about when we had Chris on the show, Chris was saying how this one variant was like really like a shitty variant. And the guy didn't feel as bad anymore.
That's awesome. Okay.
You know, so Chicago Beer Pass, man, impacting people's lives, man.
Making people happy.
I like that. It was cool, man. So shout out to Matt Yu, man. I actually had a great chat with him at Maria's. So
thanks for listening. We love hearing from people that listen, not only at bars or when people email or tweet at us. It's really cool.
It is very cool. Yeah. So that was my week, man.
That was your week, man. That's a pretty solid week.
That's a solid week.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to step my game up this week, make it out there, cause the calendar is pretty full. We're back. We were a light week.
Just listen to your heart, Brad. I know you want it. Your body's telling you to stay at home, but your heart's telling you to get out there.
I guess so. Yeah. My mouth is telling me to get out there. It's thirsty. It's got stuff to drink, stuff to try, and you know it's maybe gonna stay warm again. So those patios are sounding pretty good.
Yeah.
But what do we got on the calendar for this week?
Let's see here, man. It's already June, which is kind of weird, but we'll roll with it. June 4th is a Thursday. There's a Toast to 10 over at Carnival. So Carnival is celebrating their 10th anniversary with a tasting series of different events. This one's going to feature Goose Island.
Okay.
So it's four-course beer dinner with Goose Island. The Goose beers will be Sophie, the Illinois, Pepe Nero, and Lolita. I thought they were done making Pepe Nero, actually. Yeah. But it says Pepe Nero on the
someone found some, or maybe they
or maybe are they
dabbling back into it again.
Yeah, maybe they're making it just for this. Who knows?
Okay.
Black Pepper Saison was a Pepe Nero.
That was a good beer.
It was different.
Yeah, you didn't need a lot of it, but like, maybe more, it was a great food beer.
So. I agree, for sure.
Yeah. So that's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, June 4th. That's 7 p.m. That's a $50 ticket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there's Friday.
Friday, yeah. There's this right. Film Fest, right?
Yeah. So at Ecker Park, which is near, like Chicago and Damon, New Belgium is doing a Clips and Film Tour Festival. So this is their sixth annual Clips and Film Tour Festival.
Okay.
So 100% of the proceeds go to local nonprofits. You know, they do this again in the summer at Logan Square. They do like a full-blown festival. I forget the name of that fest.
That's the one with the bikes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They're known for this kind of thing. So the Alliance for the Great Lakes is one of the nonprofits that's going to be a beneficiary of this. So apparently, first of all, New Belgium is bringing 14 beers, and they're showing movies all night in the park. But then these short films were created by fans.
Oh, cool.
So this is a collection of those kind of films, which is pretty cool. Up to date, over the last 6 years, New Belgium has raised $520,000 for nonprofits.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, it's a national thing. It doesn't hit every city. It's like a handful of them.
Yeah, I think this Great Lakes has done some collaboration stuff or done a beer with them, and proceeds gone to that and stuff like that. So
yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, people will tell you that the Great Lakes are like the largest collection of fresh water on the planet,
mm-hmm.
you know, and who am I to disagree with that, really?
The people, yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know, so I'm not going to disagree with that. So that's Friday.
Okay.
All right. Saturday. Should we slide into Saturday?
Saturday. We got two awesome beer fests happening on Saturday.
This is true.
Sort of local.
Yeah.
Is the Hyde Park Beer Fest.
Yeah, so this is down in 55th and Kenwood. This is on June 6th and June 7th. So it's cool. It's like a neighborhood fest, right, where the entire fest is going to run from noon to 8.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's this craft beer portion that's going to run from 1 to 5. It's a $45 ticket. This is the first ever craft beer fest in Hyde Park.
Yeah, so that's pretty nice because there's the beer review, but that's in...
The microbrew review.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Oak Park.
That's in Oak Park.
Yeah, so that's kind of like, it's technically not the city, yeah.
Yeah, so, but they're like, they're, you know, different parts, but it's kind of, I feel like, a similar kind of vibe, maybe.
We don't get, just as a good segue to the second big festival this weekend, you don't get a lot of big summer beer fest in the city. I think it's because a lot of the licenses are used up for, like, you know, people who like ribs or people who like margaritas or,
yeah,
okay. You know, a lot of music fest, right?
Like, margarita fest. Oh, man. Did you try the pineapple margarita?
You got to try this passion fruit, let me tell you.
That'd be so many margaritas. Right. That'd be worse. That would be the worst.
Dude, you'd be useless after that party, man.
That's vacation, really. That's what I do on vacation. I try all the different flavors of margaritas because I would never buy them.
And then you just look for like a spot in the shade and somewhere to, you know, take your shoes off.
Yeah. And so doing that in Chicago is not good. Someone will steal those shoes.
So that's Hyde Park Fest is Saturday. And then the fourth annual Mundelein Beer Fest is also Saturday.
Okay. And Mundelein is kind of way up northwesty.
Yeah,
more,
you're going
more north than
west. You're going straight north. You're going near like Forest Highland Park. Not too far from there.
Uh-huh. There is a train that runs up there, but I'm pretty sure the train does not run on the weekends.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Which is a bummer because you could get off the train and go to this fest like easy, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're absolutely right. There's another line that runs, but yeah, it's a few towns over. You'd have to Uber it from there. Or you could just drive and just be careful.
You can bike it. I've biked up there.
Oh, really?
I biked to Tight Head because it's in like the parking lot of Tight Head.
Like a bicycle?
A bicycle.
Wow.
It's over 90 miles there and back.
You're serious, dude.
Yeah. We biked it. It was a rough ride. We were sunburnt and I don't know. It was crazy. It's too far. You're so hungry after that, too. And you have to get, we had to call ahead to a sandwich shop
because
they closed. And they're like, here's my credit card. Can you put them,
do it now.
Outside, and I'll just pick them up.
Wow.
And they're like, okay.
I tell you, man, that's That's hardcore right there. That's intense. Yeah.
But the Mundelein Beer Fest, I've never been to this beer fest.
It's neither have I.
Tighthead kind of organizes it. I feel like they're the officiants of it.
Maybe. Yeah, the Tighthead's like it's a partnership with like the you know, the friend, like the Friends of Mundelein, like kind of like the community of Mundelein. And Tighthead's one of a handful of Lake County breweries. I know Lake Bluff's up there, Wild Onions up there.
Yeah,
Just a handful of Lake County breweries. But yeah, this is 1 to 5. This is a $45 ticket. There's food trucks, live music. The Hurricane Reggae Band will be performing, as well as 6B Tranny.
Okay.
There you go. 4th annual, Saturday.
Nice. What do you, have you had Tighthead beers before?
Yeah, you know, my favorite one is Irie. And then after that, the Irie's their IPA. And then Red Scarlet, which is their red ale. Those are both pretty dope. Yeah. Those are the two that first come to mind when you ask about Tighthead.
Yeah, I usually make sure I try their beers at Fest. They're usually a lot of the same stuff, but I don't see their beers very often in the city, so it's nice to give them a little taste. And
for sure.
Billy, I think he's the owner or head brewer.
Yeah, shout out to Billy, because he was. I know Billy was running the homebrew shop in Mundelein before Tighthead kicked off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he left there and then went to do his thing at Tighthead. It's always a fun time running into Billy.
Yeah,
and Bruce as well. Bruce is pretty cool, too. Those are only two guys I know. So cheers to those guys, man. This is the 4th annual party. It should be a good time if you get up there.
Head up there. Are there tickets or was it a general admission kind of
thing? As far as I know, there's still tickets. So it's $40 in advance. It's $45 the day of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Got a couple more events on Saturday. Saturday is the 25th anniversary of the Village Tap. 25 years.
Wow.
Man, that was quick.
Yeah, Village Tap. Man, that's a good spot.
Yeah. One of my first ever local tap takeover was at the Village Tap.
Like, yeah, I think I remember that one.
Yeah, you guys were there that night. Yeah. Greg Hall was there that night sipping on zombie dust.
It was like a Illinois tap takeover.
It was like a craft beer week thing, maybe.
I think it might have been the first Chicago craft beer week.
I think you're right. Yeah, it was definitely my first time at Village Tap. It was weird. The kind of energy that was in there was really cool to see because it was populated with people that, you know, you kind of knew. If you didn't know them personally, you knew of them.
Right.
And they're all just crawling through this place. It was a very cool scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first 200 people get a commemorative T-shirt this year. And then everyone gets glassware to keep if you order a beer. It's going to be commemorative glassware as well. They're doing a 90s playlist. They're doing a midnight ball drop and a champagne toast.
What?
Yeah. It's going down. It is fucking going down at the Village Tap, man.
All right.
7 p.m. start on Saturday, man. Their 25th anniversary.
That's cool. So their outdoor space is kind of neat. And also kind of weird, too.
Yes.
It's like a covered thing that they can open up, right?
Yeah, it's not completely outdoors.
So, but in the winter, it's cold out there. I don't even think it's open.
Yeah.
I think in the fall, they have like, it's closed and they have some heat lamps out there, but it's still pretty cold.
Yeah. I do like the fact that it's covered.
Yeah. But in the summer, it's pretty nice. And
I had my One's Enough. I was out there this week. I had One's Enough on draft.
Oh, okay. And they have a good amount of taps, too. I feel like the space inside is small.
Yes.
And so I always go out back.
Always, yeah. Outdoors.
And dark inside.
Yeah. The outdoor space, if it's not bigger, it's the same size as the inside space, for sure. Yeah. And then one more event on Saturday. It's actually a half a mile from the Village Tap over at the Black Rock Pub. It's a rugby pub.
Okay.
Off Color versus Founders.
Man. He loves that place.
That's his place. I think, well, I know.
That and Northdown.
Northdown and Black Rock. I think Dave is a rugby player.
Okay.
And so I think that's one of their go-to spots for sure.
Do you know of any other place in Chicago that plays rugby?
How many rugby bars can you name, right? So this is a, KBS is going to be there. And so was Barrel Aged Dino S'mores.
Oh.
And then, of course, they're going to have, like, a full list of beers from both breweries. And I love this concept. I've seen, you know, I was going to say bumper cars, but the other place.
Go-karts.
No.
Whirly Ball.
Whirly Ball. Thank you. They did an event called, you know, Goose Island versus Founders.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see these, like, you know, these breweries just go head-to-head. You know, half the taps are for these guys, half for the other guys.
Cool.
Yeah, that's going to be Saturday night, 7 p.m., half a mile from Village Tap.
Go over to Village Tap, have a beer, and celebrate maybe 5-ish.
Yep.
And then head over to Black Rock.
There you go. Done.
That sounds pretty good to me. Maybe I'll do that. What am I doing Saturday? I don't know. I guess I'm doing this, right? I bet Maeve has other plans that I...
She's like,
No, we're doing this. And, oh, shit.
We're going to Joann's Fabrics.
She's not going to Joann's Fabrics.
I was just naming something totally random. Yeah.
She's going to be pissed. She's going to hear this. Like, I do not go to Joann's Fabrics.
What the hell's wrong with that guy?
Anything else on Sunday?
I got nothing on Sunday.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either.
All right.
But, you know, coming up is this, you know how last year we had the closing fest in the West Loop?
Yes. The CCBW close.
Yeah, that fest is coming back. And I don't have the date in front of me, but be ready. It's like a couple weeks away.
It's not far away.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about it here in the next couple weeks. Yeah. So, I think it has a different name now. But, yeah, it should be a good time. I think it'll be more local vendors and things like that. So
I hope so, man. I think that's... when you talk Restaurant Row on Randolph, man, they bring the heat. And, you know, they do their own Taste of Randolph Street, like just all the restaurants on Randolph. And it's way cooler than any festive Taste of Chicago that you would go to. Uh-huh. I would definitely recommend Taste of Randolph Street. And that's all West Loop stuff. But there's a lot of good eateries, a lot of good beer over there.
It's going to be June 13th.
Oh, is that a Friday?
Yeah, was that Friday? No, Saturday, June 13th. June 13th. So, like, next Saturday.
Okay.
So be ready for that. Share it on our Facebook page.
For sure.
Be sure to let you know what's happening.
Right on.
Any beer news?
We got a little bit of beer news. Let's dive right into it, man. Let's start with Fountainhead. Fountainhead's opening their Chicago market on June 23rd. Yeah, so this is it'll be a kind of space where, like, you know, they're going to be selling, like, you know, sandwiches and specials, and they're doing collaborations with, like, Rare Tea Cellar, Dark Matter, Kate's Confectioners. It's basically a to-go version of Fountainhead.
Okay, so let's step back here.
Yes.
So Cletus.
Cletus, who's the executive chef at Fountainhead.
Was it Green City?
No. Oh. It was Provisions, City Provisions.
City Provisions, yeah. That was a like...
Like around the corner.
Like a to-go place for beer and sandwiches. And that did not work out.
It did not work out. The one thing I noticed here is that...
And now he came over here and he's bringing this idea that did not work out. I think because it was too expensive.
I agree.
Way too... City Provisions was like, holy shit, this is good. I'm never coming here again.
I love Cletus and I love the music. I love the food. This place is awesome. Yeah, but it was everything.
I'm not paying $15 for a sandwich.
It was a little pricey.
When I could go Public and Quality Meats and pay like $11 and have a better sandwich. Yeah.
So here, speaking of the sandwich, they're going to do a daily special. You get a sandwich, a drink, and a side for $12 every day.
All right.
Yeah. So I think this is the growth and development of, you know, the project. It sounds like it's pretty cool. And then they've also got 10 private label whiskeys that they're going to offer there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, if I know Cletus, man, you're gonna get all kinds of ciders and all types of, you know, jams and condiments, all kind of like made from scratch. Almost like a farmer's market, if you will.
Right.
Of things from him and then all their connections and beer and whiskey. All that stuff will be to go.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. That'll, they're opening for that as a Tuesday, the June 23rd.
And so is this right next door?
It's like around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
A little bit more news. The Kohler Beer Festival was this past weekend. It's a 3-day fest. And just to give you a quick rundown, man, it's like it's a party. They do a fish fry, beer and chocolate pairing, beer and bloodies pairing, a lobster boil, and then they do a homebrew contest, which is why I'm bringing it up. So the winner of the homebrew contest is our buddy Chris Jacobson. You know, he won...
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple times. So he's got a brewery called Antithesis Brewing. And... They won both the People's Choice Award and the Brewer's Choice Award at this event. This event's up in Wisconsin. So cheers to Chris, man. He said they brought 4 beers. He was partying, so he has no idea like what beer actually won.
Yeah.
But he thinks the Reprise Imperial Stout, that was the fan favorite as far as like the one that people were buzzing about the most as he was pouring it. So he just assumes that one was it. But either way, they fucking crushed it. They won the People's Choice and the Brewer's Choice. So cheers to him.
Yeah, wow.
Fishman's Kegs for Kids, their 3rd annual Kegs for Kids was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 beers to kick, Pistachio Abduction from Pipeworks.
Okay.
And the Happy Ending from Sweetwater.
Really, the beer that Binny's refused to carry. Do you think Binny's is going to get this beer now that Adam has left?
I saw that Adam's leaving. I wonder what's going on. And yeah, I mean, if Rick Will's got anything to do with it, you're gonna see
he's gonna have it there.
You're gonna see Happy Ending in every build. You know, every Binny's.
I wonder if we'll change over at Binny's now that Adam's left. So we might see that beer now, which,
We shall see. And one more bit of news. Cheers to the Chicago Blackhawks. They won the Western Conference. For the third time in 5 years. Bringing this back, this year at the United Center, Goose Island debuted their tap room. So during the playoffs, they decided they're going to have a different variant of Bremen County Stout if it's every round that the team goes. Oh, yeah. And this was for the Blackhawks and the Bulls, but of course the Bulls are done.
Yeah.
So if they reach the West semifinals, that was the coffee BCS round. If they reach the West final, which they just won, that was the vanilla rye round.
Okay.
So for the Stanley Cup finals, for the first time ever, you will see proprietors on tap.
Wow.
At the United Center.
I wonder how much proprietors they have that it's on tap. And I wonder how much they go through there. I'm sure people get it.
If I was at the Stanley Cup final, that's probably the first thing I would get.
Yeah, you get there, you grab that,
and then you go. But their list is pretty good though. They Buckle Down's there. Uh-huh. There's a lot of fun Michigan breweries there. Well, Wirtz is picking up a lot of those kind of a couple California breweries, a couple Michigan and Wisconsin breweries. But if I'm at the UC, I'm probably going Buckle Down first. Just till I find my seat, and after I find my seat, I'm going prop. Mm-hmm.
But you spent to get tickets to the Stanley Cup here. You've spent a little bit to get in.
Yeah.
So
you're all in at that point, though.
Yeah.
Like you don't even care.
You don't care.
Okay. At that point, you don't care.
All right. Whatever. You're there.
You're getting after.
You got to get everything they have because this is a moment. Right?
Yeah, and I tell you, man, you get just like at Sox Park, man. The coolest part about the UC is the mixed drinks, man.
Really?
Yeah. Just go vodka and go vodka tonics.
What?
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. Get the effing cucumber vodka.
But I feel like the Bourbon County is great. You're in this cold space.
Yeah.
Because they're playing hockey. It's cold in there.
Yeah.
And now it's basically summer, so you probably didn't bring a jacket. So you're freezing your ass off.
Yeah.
In the stadium now.
Yeah.
So you need this. You need this Bourbon County warm you up. You don't want this cold mixed drink with ice in it. What are you going to do? That's ridiculous.
He's like, I disagree. Denied. But yeah, you should definitely get proprietors on tap because you probably won't see that again.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you do as a hockey fan? Do you bring a jacket there knowing that it's going to be cold in there?
No.
Because I've only gone to a couple games and it's all been when it's cold outside. So you just don't take your jacket off.
Yeah.
But no, you just suck it up.
You suck it up. You get a couple fun beers to get going.
Okay.
Maybe some Tornado. Maybe some Buckle Down. Shout out to Buckle Down.
No, you're getting proprietors.
And then you get prop. And then you finish the night with prop. You know what you do? This is what you do. You spend the first two quarters at the Goose Pub.
Okay. But no, you spent all that money to get in there. You gotta
Unless
you have super shitty seats.
Yeah, that's a variable. Where you're sitting is a variable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not big enough fan to go spend money.
I'm a playoff hockey fan. Okay. You know, I was all in.
Well, you got a beard.
Yeah, so. I got a beard. When the playoffs happen, I watch every game.
Okay.
Other than that, unless I'm going to the game, I don't too much watch regular season hockey. Playoffs are fun though.
Sure.
And there's nothing like a Blackhawks game live, man. It is really cool.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
They're the ones I would say of all the teams in Chicago, the entire building is most committed to the team color at Hawks games.
Okay.
Like the entire place is red. Like almost with like no exception.
Well, the Bulls are all red.
No, it's not the same. It is. What? It's 'cause I'm a Bulls fan, but there's a different level of
redness.
Red is a different level. You look around and you're like, Jesus Christ, I feel like we're all in like the choir or like, you know what I mean? Like it's intense.
Okay. All right. Sure. I've only been to one Bulls game, so I guess I didn't notice that compared to the Hawks games. All right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So get some proprietors if you're at the Hawks game, because this could be it. Yeah, they'll bring out a keg somewhere else, but yeah. One of those random wit hotel.
Knowing those sets. Guys, this is yeah, there's tons of it.
Right. If it's on tap there, where I don't even know how many people that stadium holds, but they have to be prepared to have it for multiple games. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, enough sports talk on this. I know nothing about sports.
The news just took a serious dart into the sports world.
But where can people? Were we done with news? Was that it?
That's it for news. That's it for news, man.
Where can people find you, Nick?
On Twitter at Nicosio.
All right. And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're sharing photos, other events that we come across. You know, it's also a good archive for us. We're like, save this so we make sure we talk about it on the show, or something pops up next week that we didn't get a chance to mention. You know, we'll share it there. So like us up there. It's a great place to see what's happening in the city. And our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, link to stories and other things we talk about. So be sure to head over there and subscribe and download the show. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Take care.
Cheers.